Liam Santamaria joins us now, who of course called the big game last night between Melbourne United and the Brisbane Bullets from the High Sense Arena. G'day, Liam.
Afternoon, Kev.
You're still reeling from the actual final scoreline of that game last night?
It got a little out of hand, didn't it? In that final quarter, Melbourne running away with a 38-point win, and it was a ball game for most of the game. Melbourne got the upper hand there in the second quarter and went into the halftime with a little bit of a break, a 7-point break, and they really put the clamps on defensively and got rolling down the other end and blew it right apart. Andre Lemanis, the Brisbane Bullets head coach, said post-game that he was still trying to wrap his head around how it all unravelled the way it did. But essentially, Melbourne United, they were second last on the ladder, and the season series against Brisbane really hang in the balance, and they had a statement win in the end, and they've risen all the way up to fourth place.
10,300 people went down, obviously hoping the roof would be open. We knew at 5:30 yesterday that it wasn't going to be open because of the inclement weather that was around the place. Had much effect on the atmosphere?
Well, I mean, it was a packed house. So, you know, with the home team rolling and Chris Golding splashing threes and the new import coming in and playing well.
How'd he go?
He played well. He was, you know, approaching a double-double. Big Josh Boone, 7 points and 10 rebounds in just under 20 minutes. So he was a presence defensively, exactly what they wanted him to be, essentially. They don't want him to come in and demand the ball, but just catch it, finish it around the rim, be a presence defensively and clean the glass. So he did a good job. And
yep.
It was a shame that the roof didn't open, but in happy news, Melbourne United have announced that they're going to try to open the roof again on February 6th when they host Illawarra at High Sense Arena.
Okay. Obviously, the people want to see that happen, but that's good.
That's good.
It's a dicey one, though, because, I mean, we've had, let's be honest, we had perfect weather for the week leading up to yesterday, and then as if on script, the skies open up and ruin it. But it was fantastic to have such a big crowd there.
It's probably not the city to try to open the roof, is it, Kev?
Well, yeah, you take your chances. You know, if you're going to do it, you take your chances, and I reckon you're a 50-50 chance of it working every time. But this time of the year, usually you'd say you'd be right. But anyway, that's a massive turnaround. They got beaten by 10 or 12 points by the Bullets a little over a week ago. To turn it around and then to blow them out by 38 points. I know it illustrates just how close this competition is and how volatile this competition is, but there's no team that deserves to be on the bottom of the ladder.
Well, no, that's fair. And I guess the good thing for, you know, if you lose a couple, the good thing is it's so tight, you can quickly rise back up. And Melbourne United, like I said, they were second last and now they're back in the top four. But I tell you, their recent form since Casper Ware's come into the lineup a few weeks back is sensational. They've won 5 of their past 7 games and they're well and truly on the rise. And head coach Dean Demopoulos was really pleased with the response of his team. Like you said, they were done by 10 points by Brisbane in their most recent game. And the issue was they gave up 100 points that night. They'd scored 90 themselves, but gave up 100. Didn't defend, didn't rebound. And last night, kept Brisbane under 60, smashed them on the boards, and just did everything they needed to do in response to bounce back from that loss.
Was that, a real statement from the playing group in terms of there'd been a fair bit of criticism? I mean, with no Dave Anderson, no Devin Williams, the rotation thing didn't work in Brisbane when they played up there. Did you get the impression that was a real statement from the players saying, no, hang on a minute, actually, we are a good team?
I think so, yeah. I think there was, they all knuckled down and defended. They had some fight and grit about themselves defensively and they had Josh Boone come in. He led the team in rebounding, and that was a huge help. But a lot of guys chipping in. Ramon Moore had 5 rebounds, and Casper Ware had 4 rebounds. Guys like Golding, Blanchfield all had multiple boards. So it was a real team effort at the defensive end and on the defensive glass. And then they got the ball in the hands of the right people at the right times offensively, and they made it rain. So I think it was a statement win. I think it was a win to say, all right, we lost that one. We let ourselves down, but let's make sure we show ourselves, show our supporters, and show the league that we're for real, and when we knuckle down, we can get the job done defensively.
And I guess the really pleasing thing from a coaching point of view must be the fact that no one had a 35-point game to make this win happen by such a big margin. It was a really even spread of contributions.
Well, that's what happens when you knuckle down as a team at the defensive end. It takes the pressure off offensively. You don't need necessarily Golding to drop 30 or Casper Ware to carry the load. If you defend and you clean the defensive glass, you can get out in the open floor, and then it's just about finding the open man. So, as you said, it was a good spread of scorers. Casper Ware, Chris Golding, Dave Barlow, guys, Ramon Moore, even Nate Tomlinson had 12 points. A lot of guys in double figures, and it was a really good spread. And what was great was Casper Ware had foul trouble at periods of time, Chris Golding the same, and the other players were playing so well that Dean Demopoulos could give them really long stretches of time on the bench, and the reserves were carrying the load. So everything came up Melbourne United last night at Hyphens Arena.
I was surprised yesterday. We spoke to Dave Anderson yesterday, around about 12:30 yesterday afternoon. I was amazed. He's all ready to be back and suited up and hoping to be playing by the end of January.
Well, best laid plans, I'd say, Kev.
You're not sharing his optimism there,
well,
Liam.
Well, we chatted to him pre-game last night as well, and he said he's like Wolverine. He just tends to bounce back. So that's great. If they can get him back on the floor that quickly, that would be outstanding. And I tell you what, if you wrote Melbourne United off when they started slipping down to the bottom of the ladder, I reckon you're starting to eat a little bit of humble pie, because they look like every part of the championship contender we expected them to be pre-season.
What's the next couple of weeks for them, given they haven't got Dave back, they've obviously still got Devon Williams out, and they're working this, they're in a really nice sort of frame of mind right now. What have they got coming up in the next week or so?
Well, they're away to Cairns on Thursday, and then they're home to Adelaide at the Cage New Year's Day on Sunday.
That is probably why he used the bench a fair bit last night, I would imagine.
Yeah, and then when you consider their run home the rest of the season, they've got 7 of their remaining 11 games on the road. So they're going to be on the road a lot during the Australian Open, and they've played a whole bunch of home games already. And so they get that big win in front of a packed house last night, before a tough stretch of games and then a whole bunch of time on the road, it was a real key.
That Adelaide game at home next weekend, gee, that's a pivotal game given where everyone sits on. I know the ladder, you shouldn't look at the ladder at this stage of the year, but when you look at where everyone's sitting at the moment, and if you're talking about a statement game, if they could knock Adelaide over at home here in Melbourne next week, that would be a massive win for them.
Well, look, that would be huge. To be honest, though, I think that Cairns game on the road on Thursday is even bigger. You want to sort of build on the momentum of what they were able to build last night at home. And then when you consider the season series against Cairns, I mean, they did an excellent job last night, Melbourne, in essentially wrapping up their season series against Brisbane. And if they can get this win over Cairns, that season series is locked at 1-1 right now. And it's very tight on the point differential. So it's a similar situation.
Does that come into calculations when we get to the finals?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In the NBL, every team plays every other team 4 times. And if you're stuck on the same wins and losses as someone else for a playoff position, it goes to your season series. And it goes to point differential if it's 2-2. So it's really key. And that's why that was an extra element of Melbourne's big win last night. And if they can do something similar on Thursday night in Cairns, that'll be a big help.
Yeah, because there is going to be an enormous congestion between sort of numbers probably 3 down to, the bottom of the ladder to fight for that top 4 position, isn't it?
I would be surprised if a playoff position was not decided by a season series this season.
Okay.
It's just that tight. And if you look at it right now, and you've got Brisbane and Melbourne both on 8 wins and 9 losses in fourth spot, and if that was the end of the season right now, Melbourne would go through because, they have the season series. So it's really key. And all the that's why in the NBL, teams play right to the final buzzer, because every point matters.
Is the top three done and dusted in your opinion? Is it the Sixers, the Hawks, and then the Kings, and then is fourth the only spot really left up for grabs, or do you reckon someone could sneak into knock one of those top three sides off?
I don't think anything's locked in, Kev. Certainly not the Sydney Kings. I mean, they're on a bit of a slide. They've won one of their last five games. They're on a four-game losing streak.
They got the Staggers, haven't they?
They really do. And so they're no certainty by any means. And look, Illawarra, 11-7 on the back of that eight-game winning streak. They've made a great run at the perfect time. So I'd be surprised if they missed. But from then on, you really can't lock anyone in and you can't write anyone off.
Who's the best team out of the current out of that top three? Is Melbourne United the best team not in the top three?
I'd say so. But I also really like the Cairns Taipans. Their opponent on Thursday night. They fly under the radar, a small market up there in Cairns, but I think they've got a bit of a run left in them, and I think they're going to be involved in that playoff positioning, that hustle and bustle for the postseason at the pointy end.
We've seen the expansion with Brisbane back in the competition this year. Has that worked?
For sure.
Yeah, good.
Absolutely. And the people of Brisbane have kind of really got around their team. They've had a bit of ups and downs in terms of their form, but that's going to happen when you throw a bunch of guys in together, haven't played together before. And it's been a big success, and the NBL's looking to expand further in the next couple of years as well.
The big loss for them was Bairstow out, wasn't it? I mean, he's been a terrific player, obviously, in America as well as here, but he was just seemingly finding his feet and then did his knee.
Yeah, you're right. He really was finding his feet, and he was starting to become a real presence for him. That put him into the starting lineup, and he was getting the job done. So it was a huge blow for them, and really a huge blow for the league as well, because just having an Australian guy come straight from the NBA back into the league was a huge plus, and having him on the sidelines is no good.
Well, terrific win last night for the Melbourne United team in front of that 10,300 crowd. That's just spectacular stuff. So pleased to see that. Good on you, Liam. Well done. And when did you say what's the date of the possible roof opening again? 6th of Feb?
Correct. 6th of Feb against Illawarra Hawks. So a high-octane offensive team. So that'll be a great game. And if they can open the roof, it'll be a terrific atmosphere.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Good on you, Liam. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Cheers, Kev.
Liam Santa Maria joining us there. Called the game last night with Brett Thomas here in 11-16 SEN. Big win for Melbourne United. 97 over the Brisbane Bullets, 59. You don't see blowouts like that very often in the NBL.